Hello everyone. I'm delighted to have with me today Donata Pizzi. Donata Pizzi is a well-known Italian photographer and collector. I want to talk to her about women's photography and also about her private collection. So it's a private collection which is acquiring recognition both in Italy and abroad. It's a private collection of women's photography, but many viewers have been able to appreciate it thanks to Donata's generosity, first of all, and thanks to her collaboration with many national and international institutions. So welcome, Donata Pizzi.
Thank you.
Your collection puts together works by more than 90 Italian women photographers. It's quite a big number. Can you tell us how your interest in collecting women's photographic work started? So did it start as a grand project or just as a personal interest?
Well, it started such a long time ago. It started when I was a photographer. As you were saying, I've been a photographer, and also then for many years before deciding to take up a career as a photographer, I had been working as an editor for an important weekly magazine and later as a salesperson for an international stock library. In fact, the image bank and was bought by Getty. So, I was in the business. The idea to start a collection came after I stopped being a photographer when I was around 50. And still I wanted to, deal with photography because that's been my life. And I'd noticed that Italian photography was not very well known in Italy for a start, and internationally it didn't have a recognition. So the mission was and still is to promote Italian photography. I was able to, at the time, finally, around that time, say 2013, I started. I was able to put some finances in that, and I started thinking of collecting Italian photography. And at the beginning, it wasn't a feminist thing. It was just that I wanted the pictures that had inspired me during my career as a photographer. And I found out that the pictures that I really liked and that had been important for me were pictures by women photographers. So that's how it started. At the time, I mean, also when I was working with the stock library and at the magazine, in fact, the gender of the photographers I was dealing with was not important then. It wasn't fundamental. But I was working at the magazine and at the agency just with women. So maybe that was, that's been important. You know, I come from an old girl's world in my career. So maybe that was important. And in fact, especially at the magazine, we had head of a department that was a woman, and she was Franca De Bartolomeis, and she was very careful we were in the 80s then, and she was very careful in inviting women photographers to work for the magazine. And in fact, the most striking covers at the time were produced by Donatella Rimoldi, who was a very interesting photographer. I don't have photos by her in the collection because I think she destroyed her archive or something. So they're they're not around. But you might remember, my generation remembers a famous photo for the law on abortion, and the cover of the magazine of L'Espresso was a pregnant woman on a cross. It was strong image, and that was by Donatella. But also many other women photographers that are in the collection, like Paola Agosti, Agnese De Donato, Gabriella Mercadino, Elisabetta Catalano, and they were very often published. And certainly, not only that, Franca De Bartolomeis also was important because she raised a number of editors like me or Renata Ferri that now works for the Corriere della Sera, for the magazine, for Sette. And, she sent us to work in important posts after L'Espresso. And not only that, another very important woman in the business in Italy at the time, since the 60s, in fact, since 1966, was Grazia Neri, who founded a very famous agency. And through her agency, Magnum, Sigma, Gamma were, you know, the big agencies of the world were represented in Italy. And also, she represented a lot of individual photographers that became very famous. So maybe because I was growing up in this ambiance, maybe because of that, I ended up choosing to collect women photographers. And yeah, that could be the case. And of course, it was a small and very privileged world. And we were fighting for so many things, like we were not recognized as journalists, and that was bad. I mean, people working in the photography department, we considered ourselves as journalists, but we were not able to get a contract as such. So that was a tough thing. Yeah, because of that small lucky word, I started with this collection of women photographers. So many names I've found out, you know, through my career, and later on through word of mouth or research or study. And that was the kind of difficult part, because there's not much. In fact, there is a lot now, but you know, it's been in the last maybe 5 or 6 years. And you know, we had an enormous success when we came out with a collection at Triennale in Milano in 2016. We think we started a big wave of interest on Italian photography and through the work of these women photographers. It was very important. It started a lot of other things for women.
You probably were the best person to put together such collection, or a person in the field dedicated, and you went to research and discover people of the past who'd be forgotten.
Yes, some curator was saying that I shouldn't be saying that I started the collection in 2013, because it's been all my life, and it's true.
It's probably true, yes.
So it started so many years ago. I mean, it's my life, literally my life.
Yeah. There is a specific time frame, no, in the collection. It does start in 1965 and covers photographs up to the most recent years. Also in the collection, there is a clear interest in particular themes like gender identity, social protest, labor. So can you tell us a little bit more about the themes that you've decided to represent?
Yeah, well, the fact that the collection starts with pictures that were taken in 65 is an indication, because it is then with the first feminist movement that, in fact, also women in this case, also photographers, also artists that were not photographers started using photography, which is very important for me, because, and it's clear in what happens then in the collection, it evolves into including the works of conceptual artists. So we start in the 60s with, you know, some photographers documenting the demonstrations and protests and everything. And also we start with non-photographers, artists, maybe poets, I'm thinking of Libera Mezzolini, intellectuals, understanding that they can use photography to convey a message that at the time was, you know, feminist related issues. And that's been also my story as a photographer. So I started with portraits and reportage and things like that. And then with the passing of time, I was, you know, photography was evolving. So many things have happened in these 50 years from, you know, 1965 to 2015 when we did the first exhibition. So everything has changed for photography too. I mean, also technically, but especially I'm interested into the narrative. What happens, you know, when you can use photography so liberally as to also illustrate, we will talk about abstract concept. Yeah, 65 was the beginning. The first acquisition were photos by Lisetta Carmi, the transvestite reportage she did in Genoa in those years. You were asking about the political aspect of the collection. Yes, I mean, also starting with that reportage of Lisetta of the transvestites in Genoa, she was dealing with a subject that was, you know, new, not really considered. She was doing something that was in fact censored, and she produced this very beautiful book that it's a very rare object now that didn't sell a copy. And, you know, it wasn't, of course, the reportage was never published in any magazine. She had to self-produce her book, and the book didn't have any success. It was censored. They were trying to sell it under the counter, and they had to put a paper cover on the hardcover because it was too scandalous. It's a distant world, very different now and a lot easier. But you can see from the beginning how sophisticated and courageous women photographers or women artists using photography have been all the time. In fact, you know, there is a love affair between women and the camera, I would say. It's been like that from the beginning, from Julia Margaret Cameron. It's an easy tool. That's, I think, is also why women have learned to use it so freely and so cleverly.
That's fascinating. You have created a history of women's photography, but also in your collection, we can appreciate new trends and new methodologies. You decided to show in your collection abstract photography, but also a current interest in intermediality. Can you tell us a little bit more about the relevance of these new trends?
It's inevitable. So the camera is not a rigid tool, as we can see now. And, you know, when I look at the master plan of the collection, I can see it very clearly. So you see the evolution of the techniques, of the subjects. It's consequential. It becomes more and more sophisticated, and it becomes more and more abstract in a way. And at the same time, even with abstract images, it's what we call today visual activism. So photography is used by women to go in depth on certain subjects that are, you know, subjects of general interest, or at least this is what interests me, more interested in militant photography. It can be very different. It can be also abstract photography, but it has a social and political start. And of course, also on a purely aesthetic base, yes, I find abstract images very appealing. They also have this. Why not? I mean, I'm also always for beauty. I find these abstract images very strange, and I say it again, appealing. They're weird. They're mechanically generated, and they are the future. You know, these traces of algorithms and things like that, they're just fantastic. Of course, they have to be seen. You cannot really describe them.
So aesthetically appealing is still political.
Political because they are about today's issues. You know, they start from the themes that we all reason about. Environment, for once. We have so many cases of younger artists really dealing with computer-generated images, and with more recently AI, artificial intelligence. So, and I find that, you know, women have always put themselves personally in whatever research they go about. I'm saying women artists.
And on that note, how do you see the future of Italian women's photography? Will documentary photography still be of interest, or we are heading towards a completely new type of photography? What do you think?
I think we still need reportage. We still need it, and we still need it because, you know, also going back to artificial intelligence, we've seen very recently, you can produce images that are total fakes. That's something we want to react to, we want to contain, we want to avoid. And, you know, reportage is another word. You have to be there, you have to put yourself into it, and women are especially good at it. As we've seen from feminist times, we were saying, no, il personale è politico, the personal is political. And, you know, you put yourself into that, and women reporters do that. And they are very important images, the ones they produce. And there is a tradition of that. I'm thinking of important photographers, American ones like Susan Meiselas. A reportage shot by a woman is something that never ends. Women put themselves into these projects for years, and that's different. It's important and it's precious.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your overview and your thoughts about the collection, about women's photography. But above all, thank you very much for your inspiring work, because I have to say that your collection is really mind-blowing. I would invite everyone to see it when it's possible. You have organized several exhibition and collaborations with institutions, and I hope that people will find the opportunity to see it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of work. I mean, it's it's been a lot of research, study. So thank you to new critics that have written about photography, and thank you to the artists, of course.
Okay, we finish here. Thank you very much, Donata.
Thank
Pisi.
You.
Thank you again. And I hope we can meet soon in an exhibition then.
Yeah, and you know, I want to invite all to visit the site.
Yes.
CollezioneDonataPizzi.com and also the Instagram page. All of these parties put together by me and a lot of younger contributors. They do the Instagram page and everything. So it's very well done, and I can say it because it's not me doing it, but it's really very interesting. So follow us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank
bye
you.
For now. Bye-bye.
Ciao.